The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
You want to know just how crazy, how wacky American politics has become? On both sides of the aisle, Republican and Democrat alike. Wait till you hear this story. And then I'm going to get into the Supreme Court. Some very important cases coming up in the next 6 to 8 months. Extremely important cases that will set precedents for religious freedom and liberty for generations. Really important. And, of course, at any moment, Donald Trump, President Trump, could be facing nominating another Supreme Court justice. At least two of the Supreme Court justices are way up in years. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has had numerous health issues. And to be really honest, I have doubted very seriously whether she should be on the Supreme Court simply because of her health. Her, you know, the famous scenes from the State of the Union message where she was sound asleep, just sound asleep, head down, you know. It reminded me, my mother died a little over a year ago. She was 95, and Joy and I would go to visit her in the nursing home. And we would often find her sitting in her wheelchair, sound asleep, head down. I don't know how in the world she could do that. But and she wasn't being abused anyway. She was been out, you know, in her wheelchair, tootling around the halls. And she just got tired and stopped and went to sleep. When I saw Ruth Bader Ginsburg, it just reminded me of my mother in the nursing home, and I thought, anyway, I mean, it would not be surprising at all that within the next 6 months, one of the Supreme Court justices either becomes incapacitated mentally or physically, and he could appoint another justice, and my goodness, I can't imagine. After the Brett Kavanaugh debacle? Well, anyway, I'll get to that in a moment. Pardon me for taking so long for that. But if you want to know just how crazy, how wacky, how radical, how nutty American politics has become, listen to this headline. Bill Weld suggests President Trump could face execution over Ukraine phone call. All right, most of you know at least a little bit about this whole Ukrainian phone call controversy. Now, what it is, a whistleblower, we don't know who, but a whistleblower contacted someone in the government and said, Donald Trump made a threatening call to the Ukrainian president and threatened the Ukrainian president that if they did not investigate Joe Biden's son before the next election, then we're going to withhold all aid and so forth to the Ukraine. And it was kind of a blackmail thing. Well, Donald Trump admits he talked to the president of the Ukraine. He talks to the presidents of all major countries. And it would not be surprising at all if they didn't talk about corruption in government. And long before any of this came out, there were numerous news stories about Joe Biden's son being involved in some very, very, very corrupt activities in Ukraine. And the story gets a little deeper. About 2 years ago, or maybe even 3 years ago, Joe Biden bragged about the fact that when he was vice president, he called the president of Ukraine and threatened the president of the Ukraine that this prosecuting attorney was totally out of bounds and he needed to get rid of this prosecuting attorney. And he bragged that as vice president of the United States, he influenced the government of Ukraine to get rid of one of their federal prosecutors. Well, this federal prosecutor was looking into Joe Biden's son's activity in Ukraine. Now, I would say that is corruption. But anyway, so now the Democrats, you know, first it was Russian collusion. We're going to impeach Trump. We're going to impeach Trump because of Russian collusion. Then the Mueller report, and that turned out to be a nothing. You know, and then it was this. We're going to impeach Trump for this. We're going to impeach Trump for that. And then that didn't work. And so now here's the latest. He called the president of Ukraine and we're going to impeach. Well, President Trump is sure I called him. He's a head of state. I'm a head of state. Yeah, sure, I talked to him. And by the way, what their private conversation was about is none of our business. If the president of the United States cannot have private conversations with others, heads of state, we're in big trouble, folks. But anyway, who is this Bill Weld? Well, he is the former governor of Massachusetts, and he's a Republican. Isn't it weird how weird former governors of Massachusetts are? I mean, Mitt Romney has turned into a nut job. I mean, it is amazing that he was the Republican nominee. And now we got former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, also a Republican, who says he wants to challenge President Trump in the Republican primaries. He has now come out publicly and said the phone call to the president of the Ukraine is treason and the punishment for treason is death. He actually suggested that Donald Trump could be executed for making a phone call to the president of Ukraine. Really? Here's what he said on MSNBC's Morning Joe. Talk about pressuring a foreign country to interfere with and control a U.S. election. It couldn't be clearer. And that's not just undermining democratic institutions. That is treason. It's treason, pure and simple. And the penalty for treason under the U.S. Code is death. That's the only penalty. So we got a Republican who wants the president of the United States executed, put to death, for a phone call that we don't even know what the content is. And by the way, CNN was probably the biggest news source that broke this story about this whistleblower. And it was a big multi-page story about Donald. This whistleblower went to the government and said that he or she had personal knowledge of this phone call with the Ukrainian president and so on and so forth. And then buried deep down in the story was the whistleblower doesn't have firsthand knowledge of the phone conversation. So it was hearsay. The so-called whistleblower admitted to CNN that they had no firsthand knowledge of the conversation, only what they had heard. And so, for an accusation made out of pure hearsay, we have a Republican candidate for president of the United States who wants the current Republican president executed. That, my friends, is how wacky American politics have become. Wow. Just wow. Now, I don't know about this conversation. My prediction, it's going to be another nothing burger. Okay, hey, who knows? It could turn out to be something really serious, but not worthy of execution.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I hope you pray for your government, your governmental leaders. I hope you do. We are commanded in Scripture to pray for those that have the oversight over us, not just in the spiritual world, the church, but in the government as well. I tried to pray regularly for Barack Obama when he was president. There was almost nothing that I agreed with. I believe that Barack Obama did terrible damage to our country, and it's going to take years to recover. But I prayed for him. Jimmy Carter has got to be one of the worst presidents in American history. He was a total, absolute disaster. But I prayed for him. Prayed for Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush. And I pray for Donald Trump. But we need to pray for more than just the president. We need to pray for our government in general. And we need to pray for the Supreme Court. I don't know how many of us really realize how much impact the decisions of the Supreme Court have on our daily lives. If you're in business, Supreme Court decisions impact you. I think most of you know that. The 2019-2020 Supreme Court term is going to be one of the most important terms in American history as it relates to religious freedom, and religious liberty. There are several major, major cases that are going to be coming before the court. A couple have already come before the court for oral arguments, and then the written decisions will be handed down, 6 to 8 months from now. And then, of course, the new term, there will be more oral arguments. One of the most important will be three or four cases that the Supreme Court has agreed to consider debating whether Title VII law banning discrimination on the basis of sex also protects on the basis of gender identity and sexual orientation. Again, very important cases. Right now, Title VII basically says you cannot discriminate based on race or sex or religion. But the radical left wants to expand that to gender identity and sexual orientation. If the Supreme Court would expand Title VII coverage to gender identity and sexual orientation, which, by the way, would fly in the face of the latest scientific evidence about sexuality and gender identity, which says it is not innate, it is not inborn, it is not in DNA, it is not biological, it is primarily environmental. But anyway, if they were to expand discrimination or the banning discrimination based on gender identity and sexual orientation, it is going to be the death knell for many businesses who have standards, convictions, biblical standards. It's going to wreak havoc in Christian schools, Christian institutions, Christian colleges, and so forth. The three major cases are Bostock versus Clayton County, Altitude Express versus Zarda, and probably the most important and the best known is R.G. and G.R. Harris Funeral Home versus Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. That is probably the most important of these three cases that the Supreme Court will be hearing. And most of you are familiar with the Harris Funeral Home. This is the case up in Michigan where an employee who had been working there for years decided he is going to become transgender. And so in this transitional period from man to woman, he informs his employer, which is Harris Funeral Home, hey, I'm going to start wearing a dress to work. And the funeral home owners say, no, no, you are a biological male. You look like a male, you talk like a male, you sound like a male. And we do not want you to be a distraction to the grieving families who come here for support and comfort. We are here to serve them. We are here not to draw attention to ourselves. That's why we require dark clothing. We require the women to wear skirts. We require the men to wear suits and ties and there to be dark suits because we do not want to draw attention to ourselves. So this guy who's been working there for years, knows their dress code, sues them, and goes before the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The EEOC rules in favor of this guy. It goes to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, and they unanimously rule that the funeral home discriminated against the employee. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled unanimously that this guy should be able to wear dresses when he is still absolutely anatomically, biologically a man. So this case is going to be incredibly important. The other cases, Bostock versus Clayton County and Altitude Express versus Zarda, were consolidated together, and it goes back to the 64 Civil Rights Act and whether that protects people from sexual orientation discrimination. So in all three of these cases, they're going to determine precedent as to who companies can hire and fire. And if the ruling were to expand discrimination to gender identity and sexual orientation, it is going to strip thousands of businesses and schools, educational institutions, of their religious freedom and their religious rights. It is hard to exaggerate the importance of those three cases. There are several other cases as well. So as you pray, pray that God will direct the Supreme Court to do what's right. That's all we're asking, is that they would rule in a constitutional manner and come down on the side of liberty and freedom for those who hold firmly held religious convictions. It's easy to pray. Just pray they do what's right. If they do what's right, liberty and freedom will be expanded. And I think that's what we all want.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.